today from Fort Worth, Texas. We have some of our coverage of the Elite Global Earth and the USA Earth National Pageants being held in Fort Worth around Labor Day. That's here today on the Pageant Cast. TKPN.
Welcome to the Pageant Cast, your home for beauty pageant news and interviews on the internet.
Hello, I am Jessie Krieger, Miss Wisconsin Central 2015, and you are watching Pageant Cast, the first podcast about beauty pageants. Here's your host, Tim Kretschmann.
You're watching the Pageant Cast. We're in Fort Worth, Texas, and we're covering the Elite Global Earth Pageants with Andrea. And Andrea, why don't you tell us a little bit about where you come from and what you're doing here?
My name is Andrea Krieger, and I am Mrs. Virginia, USA Earth. I'm from a small town originally called Tazewell and live in Fort Chiswell now. And I am married with three boys and a granddaughter. And I am here after a lot of encouragement from my husband to try to compete one more time for a national pageant.
Now, you say one more time. What are some of your pageant seedings or your past pageants?
I did Virginia America two times. I did Mrs. Virginia United States, which I won. And then last year, I went and competed at Mrs. United States.
All right. Fantastic. So what is it that keeps you wanting to compete?
Just being able to promote, you know, my platform, to be encouraging, to have women come to me and say, you know what, I never thought about doing pageants until I watched you do them, and to hear you encourage other women to say, you know what, you can do this. That push is what keeps me.
So what's your favorite part of the pageant?
Definitely evening gown, because it's just so glamorous to be able to dress up and wear a long dress that I wouldn't be able to wear to work.
No, hopefully not. So why don't I see your best pageant wave, and we'll say goodbye to our viewers, saying Tierra Dreams.
Tierra Dreams. Tierra Dreams.
Oh, that's the wiggle right there, everybody. That's the wiggle.
This is the Pageant Cast. We're in Fort Worth, Texas, and we're here to cover the Global Earth Pageants. This is so exciting. Hope you can join us for all of our episodes.
You're watching the Pageant Cast. We're here with Karen Hall at the Elite Global Earth Pageants in Fort Worth, Texas. That's the first time I got one right all day. Fantastic. So tell me, Karen, how did you get involved in the Elite Global Earth Pageants?
Well, I heard wonderful things with Angela, our director, and many referrals. This is, I think, going to go global. She puts on, she's been treating us wonderful this whole weekend. I'm just honored to be here, ready to get on the stage with some amazing women, and I just finished a wonderful interview. It was amazing.
And I noticed you said that was a wonderful interview, and she's like, this one, not so much.
No, this is going well.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
Okay. I'm glad somebody tells me finally. Fantastic. Well, tell me, what is it about this pageant? There's a ton of pageants out there. We all know this. What drew you to this one in particular, other than you said it's going to go global, which is the first word. So, yeah, we knew that. What else is it about it?
Well, for me, my biggest thing was the charity that she is representing, and that is the Live Out Loud charity, and that is for suicide prevention and for the anti-bullying. And right now, that is a huge problem in our schools and globally. So when I heard that is what she is doing, I had to jump on board with that. They offer training for people to get certification, and like I said, I talked with Angela, and that is why I'm here.
Tell me, what are you looking forward to most about the pageant weekend?
you know, I mean, it's always fun getting on that stage and getting in that evening gown. So seeing everyone up there and getting all sparkly is going to be fun.
Have you had a chance to get around the city at all?
A little bit. So tonight, actually, we have a little bit more downtime. So I think tonight's going to be fun. I hear it's lit up at night. So I am ready to go out with some of the other sister queens. And we are going to go out and have some fun.
Let's do our best pageant wave and say goodbye to the viewers. So we say Tierra Dreams here on the show. So Tierra Dreams, everybody.
Tierra Dreams, everyone.
It's a good one.
Nice.
Yeah,
nice. You too.
Well, I know. Obviously, mine's good.
Hi, I'm Sean Stoffer Bagwell, Ms. Lone Star State, USA Earth, and you are at the 2016 Ms. USA and Mrs. USA Earth pageant.
You're watching the Pageant Cast, and we're here in Fort Worth, Texas at the Elite Global Earth Pageants, and we're here with Kimberly Morris. Kimberly, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Hi, I am Miss Texahoma USA Earth. So you ask Texahoma, it's a combination of Oklahoma and Texas.
Well, I was hoping it was that and not a mix of Wisconsin and California, because that would make no sense at all. Now, why a mix of Texas and Oklahoma?
Well, I grew up and went to college in Oklahoma, and then I moved to Texas 3 years ago, and I love both states.
Okay, I heard they're exactly the same.
Kinda. I'm a Sooner fan. Don't like those Longhorns, though.
Uh-oh.
I'm in dangerous territory.
Yeah, I can feel the YouTube count going down, too. Okay. Anyway, fantastic. Thanks so much for coming out here. Now, why is it that you picked the Elite Global Earth Pageant?
I chose the Elite Global Earth Pageants because of its national organization, Live Out Loud, which raises awareness and education on suicide prevention and depression.
What else are you involved in when you're not doing pageants?
When I'm not doing pageants, I am a personal fitness trainer that runs an all-women's fitness group, and I have two children, 3 and 7, and I'm married to an awesome, amazing husband.
Now, how did you get involved in the fitness stuff?
I got involved in the fitness stuff because I was overweight as a child, and I got bullied and made fun of. After that, I took it upon myself to educate myself on how to get fit and live a fabulous life. And so that was my passion, and I got a degree in kinesiology, and now I'm serving those that are in need of my services.
Yeah, why don't I end the interview by us doing our best pageant wave. Now, take me through it like you're teaching me an exercise. Let me see your pageant wave and how to do that.
All right, you want to bring your arm up just slightly and bring your fingertips together and gently just wave side to side the arm, and then you move the wrist side to side.
Oh,
elbow.
See, I poked myself in the eye.
And then move the wrist. Oh, no. You want to bring it out to the,
oh,
side,
to the side
so you don't hit yourself. That's
okay.
Right. So wave the elbow and then wave the wrist. Elbow, wrist.
Oh, not the waist.
Not the waist, because then you'll be doing the salsa.
Okay.
Unless you want a salsa. I could teach you that too.
Okay.
Or even the whip it nay nay.
Exactly. Thanks so much and wish you the best of luck and success.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Hey, Pageant Cast. You're watching the Pageant Cast. We're here in Fort Worth, Texas, and I'm here with Tamara. She is in the Elite Global Earth Pageants. Hello, how are you?
Hi, good afternoon. I'm doing great. How are you today?
Fantastic. Nobody ever asked me. Actually, they do ask
I'm
me
sure
from
you
time
get
to time. Yeah, okay. Well, fantastic. Now, where are you from?
I'm from Atlanta, Georgia.
Atlanta, Georgia, the home of pageantry. There's a lot of pageants out there.
There certainly is. That's right.
Wait, what is it that you love about pageants?
I love the camaraderie amongst the women. It's kind of like being in a sorority. It's a lot of fun.
Okay. Well, it wasn't quite as wild as a sorority, but you guys were having a lot of fun last night. I heard about that.
We sure were. You know, we were out in our pajamas out in front of the Hilton here, the historic Hilton downtown Fort Worth.
Yes, and you got a visit from a superhero, and it was a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun. We weren't expecting that, but it was a lot of fun to have him stop by. You know, he was doing a great charity, and I think there's a lot of good in what he does in providing this kind of service, and loved his car. You know, he was a superhero to the young people, and the kids, I'm sure, just love it.
So, and tell me, what are your plans with the crown if you are selected?
My plans with the crown, if I'm selected, is to be a cancer and advocacy and awareness for the broader platform to be able to reach people and help provide them with more resources for cancer advocacy and awareness.
Hey, I'm going to have you do your best pageant wave, and we're going to say Tiara Dreams to everybody.
Tiara Dreams, everyone.
Tiara Dreams.
This is Tim with the Pageant Cast, and we're here in Dallas, Texas, up on the Reunion Tower. And we're going to be covering the pageant here in just a few days, so it's going to be a lot of fun. Hope you can all join us.
You're watching the Pageant Cast. We're here in Fort Worth, Texas, in the historic Hilton downtown. And I'm here with Nicole for the Elite Global Earth Pageants. Hello, Nicole.
Hi, how are you?
So tell us, where are you from?
I am from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Go Steelers, black and gold.
I was just in Pittsburgh not too long ago. The first city I ever saw the movie Jaws in, Pittsburgh.
Nice. Yeah. Did you have a good time?
Well, whenever I see Jaws, yes. It's my favorite movie. I go all over the place for that. So, yeah, it's fantastic. And I got to see the downtown area. And there's like this crazy Crystal City area downtown that I didn't understand at all.
You know, downtown is being transformed right now. I call Pittsburgh the Transformers. They're really changing the look and the image of downtown Pittsburgh, doing a lot of new development there. Point Park University, PNC, a lot of technology companies are coming in. So it's being transformed. It's really amazing to watch it happen.
Okay, well, tell us, what got you involved here in this pageant?
Well, you know, I used to do pageantry back in the 90s, and I had stopped for a while. Decided I wanted to get back into it again. Was talking to a couple of friends, and they taught me about this system. Mm-hmm. I spoke with Angela, became friends with her on Facebook, and then just really researched the system out, and I love it. I love everything about it. I love what it represents. I love the look of it, and I absolutely love the women that I've met today. Sister queens for life. Beautiful.
So if you're selected, what are your plans with the crown?
Well, I started an organization called Crystals, Diamonds, and Pearls. It is an organization to help women and men just really find and manifest in their true identity of who they are, find their truth, give themselves permission to be great and to be present, to be glorious and glamorous. I would love to partner with Live Out Loud, again, because it's dealing with bullying. So it's helping self-esteem, personal issues, and just being you and just being who you really are. So I'm excited. I'm looking forward to it.
Fantastic. Hey, we're going to give our best pageant wave and say goodbye to all the viewers. So we say Tiara Dreams. So let's see that pageant wave.
Tiara Dreams.